Thanks, Rob. It's Download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer, right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight, the hip-hop soul sounds of Chicago's Rich Jones. Jones was just with us a couple months ago talking about his North Coast Festival spot and also about his young career. Now, his new EP is coming out within the month. It's coming up in December. It's called Light Work. He's performing live at Simcom this weekend, Sunday, November 12th. It's at Gideon Wells, which is at 4500 North Lincoln Avenue. It's a 5 p.m. start for the festival. And he's also going to be at the Empty Bottle coming up on December 7th for the record release show. Tonight, Rich Jones is here with Fest Grandiose and on guitar, Walking Shoe. And we're ready to hear some live music right out the gate. Here is the track, Trails. Take it away, guys.
And it'll be good times when we learn to love again. We'll be alright. Spend too much time wondering when it'll be good times. When it'll be good times again. When it'll be good times. When it'll be good times again. I think I might be alright. I tell myself this every time I get knocked off my square. Life don't play fair, life don't play fair. Heard them talk the other night. Try not to listen, I fail. Think they're hatching up a scheme. Do I let them go clean? Think they maybe try to push me where I didn't wish to go. I don't have time for magic tricks. Wash shoes are wishing well. It's go, 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 run, 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 get after it as you can. It's bad enough, I feel behind, need to pick me up, I'm on my way. Need to pick me up, I'm on my way. And it'll be good times when we learn to love again. We'll be alright. Spent too much time wondering when it'll be good times. When it'll be good times again. When it'll be good times. When it'll be good times again, again.
Hey.
Yeah, there we go. In studio, Rich Jones. Come on up to the table, guys. Rich Jones in studio 435 tonight. That song was called Trails. Also accompanied with Fest Grandiose, DJ, and on guitar, Walking Shoe. Rich, good to see you, buddy.
Great to see you, too, man. Thank you so much for having us back.
So let's get everybody out to the table here. You're going to be playing at SimCon this weekend, Sunday, November 12th. And you will also, that's at Gideon Wells, which is a bar at 4500 North Lincoln. Also, you'll be at Empty Bottle on the 7th of December. All right, Rich, I mean, last time we talked about the new music that's coming out, the EP, it's about to come out now. Mm-hmm. Talk about it. What are we going to hear from this? Because the single's out.
Yeah, so the first single, Dean Ween, we came out with right before North Coast. That's with Show You Suck, Sports Boyfriend, and that's produced by our friend Vaporize. Yeah, it's in a lot of ways, I hesitate to say a return, so to speak, but I would say it's definitely rooted heavily in kind of more of a hip-hop sound, you know, while also incorporating some of the things that people right. have come to know and love from some of the more recent work as well. You know, in a lot of ways, I think... This EP, I think what I'm really most excited about is you know, aside from everyone hearing it and loving it and all that, is, you know, it was really the project that really kicked off my year creatively. I was on a whim able to get a bunch of free studio time from my friend Joel Gutman, who has a studio up in Logan Square called Fat Tongue. And, you know, he owed me some time. And so I put that time to use and came up with an EP. And then in the process also kind of got hooked on just kind of cutting records every week in a way I hadn't done in a while. So, you know, it really was kind of the catalyst towards just really getting in there every week and building the catalog up.
Well, it's amazing too, because last time we talked about how diverse your portfolio is. meaning you started in hip hop and you listen to some of your early stuff and it's just kind of straight up rap music, Chicago, mm-hmm. it's great. But as you heard, here's some of the stuff that you've done recently. You've moved in a direction where you're singing more, you're doing things that are much more different than what you started off. When we talk about the new music, do you find yourself moving in even a more challenging way? Are you pushing yourself even further?
Oh, 100%. I think, you know, at least with what I've found in the last 6-7 months of working on records, and just kind of having the time and space to really just take time with what I'm making and not feel rushed, at a certain point, you know, for me anyway, I don't think tired is the right word. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to hear other things that are kind of like maybe the secondary or third options for what I could do with something. And, you know, versus just going with, you know, first thought, best thought, you know, I'm trying to flesh out, well, maybe there's like a weirder place that I haven't heard from myself yet, or that I haven't, you know, been able to, you know, kind of glean from whatever I'm hearing. So there's definitely been a big willingness to push boundaries and just see where we can take it. I mean, both with, Vaporize, you know, with what we were doing with kind of, yeah, the more hip hop stuff, but then with the gentleman I have here tonight, you know, Walking Shoe and Fest Grandiose. I mean, I've made a wide spectrum of music with both of them that bridges hip hop, disco, funk, you know, pop music. It's all over the place.
Let's bring you guys in. Fest, I'm gonna start with you. I mean, when approaching this project and working with Rich and working with Walking Shoe, do you think differently about the music? Do you think about pushing yourself in different ways than sort of the traditional kind of standard hip hop beats that are usually put out?
Well, first and foremost, no, I don't. Working with Rich, he's the first artist I've ever worked with where I just kind of did my thing sonically, and then he comes over and then he writes great songs to things that I just didn't even think were worthy of songwriting material. So, you know, really answering your question, like I don't.
You don't have to change. Yeah. He comes in, and does the changing.
that's really the greatest thing about working with this guy. You know, I've worked with a lot of artists over the years, and yeah, you know, it's nice to just be able to put out something that I know is like from my own like thinking, and then have somebody like Rich who can just take that and just morph it into something that I never even imagined.
When you're creating music, are you in a position where you're thinking about who you're going to collaborate with, or is it usually a pure, like you just mentioned, situation where you're doing what you want to do sonically, and then you finish that and you find someone to collaborate with?
Yeah, well, now it's like the latter. When I first started making music fresh out of high school, you know, I would make a beat and, oh yeah, this sounds like this rapper belongs on this. This sounds like this singer belongs on this. And, you know, I would do that and I would like harbor all this material in hopes that I could play it for such artists, whether it be out of reach or just here in Chicago. And, you know, it never really came into fruition. And then here comes Rich taking beats that I've made, you know, years ago and turning them into hits. So it's really revitalizing.
Let me bring in Walking Shoe. You play guitar on the song we just heard, and you're playing in this group. When you bring an instrument like the guitar to this kind of music, is that traditional for you? I mean, is that easy? Is it challenging to think about this instrument in contrast or at least collaboration with Rich and with the beats?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've been playing guitar for a lot of years, so it's kind of my main instrument, so I'm pretty comfortable with it. And I would say on most of the tracks I produce and things like that, there's usually like a guitar element.
Yeah, right.
So it's kind of, you know, a lot of it's just knowing the key and you just,
right,
kind of improvise on it and that sort of thing.
Is that how the guitar works in this kind of music, where you can essentially just use it almost like I think about like a jazz guitar where you just kind of go with the flow?
Yeah, I wouldn't quite. My approach isn't quite like that. I'm not that technically sound where I would say. I mean, I'm sure other guitarists kind of know exactly what they're going to be playing and stuff like that. I kind of just, I'll get on a key and just kind of jam out. I'm kind of a jam sort of guitar player.
No, I can tell by your name, by Walking Shoe.
Band.
He's got jam written all over it.
Well, one thing to say about Joe with both, you know, him playing guitar and his production, though, is that, you know, it's something where, you know, obviously, you know, he's also an amazing kind of folk pop vocalist as well, and he makes amazing music. You should totally have him on a future episode to showcase that. But really, it's you know, and obviously with Fess as well, you know, they're both really diverse in the sounds they bring to the table. And with Joe, I think that's especially, you know, him and I have a project coming out later next year under our group name Bad Ambassadors. And with that music, especially, you know, with, you know, obviously my leanings and my ear, plus, you know, some of the places he's taking it. I mean, it's really sweet to see someone who, you know, is able to, you know, plug into the hip hop element while also being able to kind of pull out, you know, kind of the folk poppier kind of more hook driven elements as well.
Well, it seems like, I mean, I think of a lot of the music that's being produced now, especially in the hip hop realm, where you feel like that's a big part of it. I mean, folk pop is I think of all the hooks and like that's the music. Half of the music now that's being done could be a regular pop song that's done to be the hook, and it's done by, you know, hip hop artists.
Exactly. And I think like nowadays too, we have so much freedom where a lot of this stuff is like being produced out of our basements and where we're not in like a studio on time, so we have all this freedom to kind of experiment. And if some song doesn't work out, we can just scratch it and do another one. So it's kind of it's a really nice time to be making music, yeah. I would say.
Rich Jones in studio with Fess Grandiose and Walking Shoe. They are going to be at SimCon this weekend, Sunday, November 12th, at Gideon Wells. It's for SimFest, which is this weekend, the 9th to the 12th. They're going to be on the 12th. Gideon Wells at 4500 North Lincoln in Lincoln Square. And also The Empty Bottle on December 7th, which will be the EP release show for Lightwork, which comes out right around that date, December 5th. All right, we'll do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get some more music here. Rich Jones and company in studio, Studio 435. Stay with us. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. You're listening to Studio 435 tonight, giving us the showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer tonight. Soul, hip-hop sounds of Chicago's Rich Jones. Jones' new EP is coming out about a month from now, coming out at the beginning of December. It's called Lightwork. He's going to be at the Empty Bottle for the record release show on December 7th. This weekend, he's going to be at SimCon, the SimFest, which will be Sunday at Gideon Wells, the bar at 4500 North Lincoln Avenue. That show starts at 5 o'clock. Rich Jones in studio with guitarist Walking Shoe and Fess Grandiose. And we're ready to get another song from these guys. And here it is. It's called Saturday. Take it away, guys.
I'm on the road and I need a wind. Sounds on wax but the needle in. Dancing round the ceiling, you feel so far away from me, away from me. I'm on the road and I need a wind. Sounds on wax but the needle in. Dancing round the ceiling, you feel so far away from me. You see, summer hasn't been summer for far too long. I waited for the change, but that change wouldn't come. I turned my cheek to and saw put cotton in my ear. Papers between my fingers, twisting up my veil. I'm on the road and I need a wind. Sounds on wax, put the needle in. Dancing round the ceiling, you feel so far away from me, away from me. I'm on the road and I need a wind. Sounds on wax, put the needle in. Dancing round the ceiling, you feel so far away from me. Though your
beside me. I dare not reach out fear that you will disappear. Feels like you're miles from me. I dare not call out fear that you will run away. I'm on the road and I need a wind. Sounds on wax but the needle and dancing round the ceiling. You feel so far away from me, away from me. I'm on the road and I need a wind. Sounds on wax but the needle and dancing round the ceiling. You feel so far away from me. Dancing round the ceiling, you feel so far away from me.
Yeah. There you go. That's Rich Jones in studio on guitar. That was Walking Shoe. Fest Grandiose here as well. Rich Jones is going to be at the SimCon this weekend, Sunday, November 12th, 5 o'clock start at Gideon Wells, the bar at 4500 North Lincoln Avenue. I'll also be at the Empty Bottle for record release party for his EP coming up called Lightwork. Rich Jones in Studio 435 tonight. We'll get some more live music coming up after Rob's News. Stay with us. All right. Thanks, Rob. And Esmeralda, welcome back. It's Download Here, 720 WGN, Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer tonight. The hip-hop soul sounds of Chicago's Rich Jones. Jones has a new EP coming out next month called Lightwork. He's going to be having a record release party for that EP at the Empty Bottle on December 7th. He's also going to be at SimCon this weekend, the 12th, on Sunday at Gideon Wells up in Lincoln Square, 5 p.m. start. Tonight he's here with Fest Grandiose and on guitar Walking Shoe. We've got some more live music right now. Here is the track Up For You, Rich Jones. Take it away, guys.
Got this buzz in my head, taste in my mouth. I got this itch on my skin. It goes in and goes out. They tell me I miss my chance. Well, look at me now. I can't really dance, but I'll be taking you out. I get up, 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 up for you. Up, up, up for you. I get up, 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 up to move for you. Fire. I've been chasing highs, all the kinds you can try. You can tell by my eyes, it's one hell of a ride. It's one hell of a ride. The blue's been the nose, eyes in the high. Fading to the back, I've been chasing the lights. Guilty, I'm chasing the lights. Now I've been taking my time to talk to the times. Super craving some change, a strange change in my eyes. Incorporate you to take care of us. I want to improve the view, so I've been lining my ducks. I get up, 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 up for you. Up, up, up for you. I get up, 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 up to move for you. For you. I get up, 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 up for you. Up, up, up for you. I get up, 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 up to move for you. For you. Urgent as it gets, we need to fix something different in the mix. I don't know what it is. Got some fast stuff for these crossroads, tracking tragedies and triumphs, but I keep it on the down low. See, I've been the type of fella, hella trees, been the type of fella, bust down, searching on each other. Rockstar-ish, minus the riches, acting irrational, then apologize with the quickness. I got a buzz in my ear, taste in my mouth. I got an itch on my skin, it goes in and goes out. They tell me I miss my chance, but look at me now. I can't really dance, but I'll be taking you out. I get up, 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 up for you. Up, up, up for you. I get up, 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 up to move for you.
for you.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. Walking Shoe on guitar, Rich Jones. Studio 435. The EP is called Lightwork. That track was called Up For You. You guys come on back on the microphones here. 720 WGN. You can check out Rich Jones. He's going to be at the Empty Bottle on the 7th. He's actually being at SimFest this weekend. SimCon. Gideon Wells up on Lincoln Avenue in Lincoln Square. All right, Rich, I'm fascinated by you as a musician because you... I mean, we talked about this last time you came through that, I mean, you got your start kind of being a hip-hop MC, you've been hosting shows in Lincoln Park, you're doing different things. Where does the confidence come from to make that transition, to do a song like that, to say, I'm an artist, I'm a singer?
I mean, I think part of it is I made a choice very, very early on where I at least wanted to try out doing that sort of thing because I've always loved melodic stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess, it took a few years to kind of get more confident in terms of actually displaying that as like a whole thing,
yeah, right,
kind of
right.
Completely devoid of any hip-hop connotation attached to that. But, I guess I'd say having amazing mentors and having really amazing friends who have good taste and have pushed me to... try out these different things and to have confidence in it.
It really is something, and all three of you kind of have this, but this crossover mentality. Whereas we get to 2017, where you don't see it as much as I think about musicians in the early my generation, 90s, 2000s, where you're either in hip hop or you were in rock or you were this, that, or the other, but you were that. That was what you were. For you to come in and have the ability to collaborate with any kind of discipline or category or genre, I mean, that's just why it just makes the toolbox even bigger for you. I mean, you really have the option to go any which way you want.
Definitely. And I mean, and that's honestly what makes it really, really fun. Because, at a certain point, it's like, I obviously know my limitations, as a vocalist and as a performer in that sense. But, it's also where I think as I move forward, I'm starting to try to be as inclusive as possible in the process where if I need a certain type of voice mm-hmm. or a certain type of instrument, I'm meeting people or know the people already. So I think as time goes on, I think it's, I don't want to go like full polyphonic spree or anything where it's like, hundreds of us up there or something, but knowing that I've got, the people on my phone that I can hit up to provide what I can,
yeah, right.
And while also, pushing myself to see, what other things I can do. If I'm recording, if I'm performing or whatever.
Let me bring you guys in, the other musicians as well. Just talk about the genre itself. I mean, I think about it more. And when you think about Chicago's scene where, there's so many great musicians that are coming out of Chicago right now, and it seems like the whole country is paying attention. Is one of the strengths the idea that you can do a lot of different things, a lot of different ways?
It's one of my strengths. I DJ a lot in the city, and one of my main attributes is the fact that I play all music when I DJ. I like to fancy myself as a genreless DJ. I hate when people ask me what type of music am I going to play tonight. I literally say everything and they think that I'm just being smug. And then 4 or 5 hours later, wow, you played everything.
Wow.
it's how I came up. I grew up listening to a lot of different music. My parents had great taste. Got a lot of soul R&B from my mom and got a lot of rock and just all sorts of world music, ethnic music from my dad. So it's just like it's all natural for me.
Yeah. How about you, Joe?
Yeah, I think like what I was saying before, I think it's just such a fantastic time to be living right now because you can record this music on computers. It's like it's so inexpensive to start doing it and no other point in history I think could you ever do something like that, and I think a lot of people as a result are getting to try a lot of new things because like I said before, back in the 70s or 60s you had to get with a label to be able to record music, and obviously they have a agendas and things that they want to type
yeah.
of music and stuff like that they push. But nowadays I can get together with my friends here and just kind of go at stuff and try new things, and it's like it's a lot of freedom.
Well, I was going to say, it's got to be freeing, right? But it's a challenge as you are up-and-coming artists, and you're artists that at some point or another want to make money off of the music that you put out. what you just mentioned, like record labels. And I'm not saying that, you know, you guys are trying your best to get down in front of Warner Brothers, whatever it is. But does it become a challenge that it's harder to put you in a category? I mean, because that's the categories is what makes music work or at least be commercialized.
It's all a challenge.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's enough, in my opinion, I've seen a decent number of truly eclectic artists kind of maintain their foothold and kind of grow their audiences. So I think, you know, they've, and again, you know, if in terms of labels, you know, maybe a major label isn't the look. There's enough niche, kind of smaller entities out there that I think, you know, the people are able to do their thing and get what they need out of it. I think, you know, not to say I would necessarily shy away from it, but as far as I'm concerned, I think a lot of it's, you know, at least in my case, you know, I like to think of people coming along with me as I'm kind of going on my creative journey and seeing where I'm going to kind of end up next sound wise and message wise and all that. And so I think if that's where my goal is, it kind of becomes more about, you know, in some capacities, the person you're marketing, you know, again, I'm a solo artist, so you can do that. But
right.
I'd say, like, you know, in the grander scheme, I really think that, you know, I think just as long as the sound is consistently, you know, good, whatever it is, you know, in my mind, I'm willing to kind of push the envelope and see where we can take that. I think it's just, you know, again, all about consistency.
You know, I talk a lot on the show and people listen and maybe they're not that familiar with the music scenes here in Chicago, but they listen to the radio station or listen to other places and they hear so many artists talk about it. And I say over and over that Chicago has grabbed national headlines. I mean, we see with Chance and other people where there's just more spotlight on the music that is being produced in Chicago. As three artists that work in so many different forms, you're not just working just in one club, you're working in DJing, you're playing on stage, doing other things. Do you feel that? Do you feel from your vantage point that there's more opportunity, that more people are paying attention to what's happening in Chicago right now?
Definitely. Yeah, certainly. I think we're starting to get more of the sort of institutional things kind of from the ground up that are, I think, can help artists not only thrive here, but then also expand to other places. I think that's really been the key thing is how do you get someone to, you know, leave here to tour and to be exposed in other places? You know, whereas I think some people, you know, in previous, you know, I mean, I get pre-internet, I think is part of this too, is, you know, those sort of boundaries, those sort of challenges were, I think, far greater. Whereas now I think we've got kind of, you know, a much shorter fence to hop in that regard. But yeah.
Can you stay here? Can you stay in Chicago and make a name and make a career in music?
I am.
Yeah. We all have. I would say, I believe you can stay, but for me and my own personal journey, it's important to leave too, not only to take what I do and show it to other places, because some places, you know, I just, you know, they like it, which is good. But more importantly, I get to see other things. I get to meet different artists. And the most important and crucial thing, I get to hopefully bring them back here because they've treated me so well. They've hosted me so well. And I want to do the exact same thing for them. I look at myself as an ambassador for the city when I go to other places, you know, in terms of trying to showcase the best of what we have to offer in terms of my vessel or whatever. So, yeah, I definitely think, you know, it's possible to make it here, but I highly encourage people to leave if they can.
Yep.
You know, skyscanner.com, it's a fantastic website. I'm not being paid to you know, stump for them, but I find cheap flights all the time, and I'm able to somehow, you know, by Spirit or by Frontier or by hook or by crook, you know, get myself out the door. Even though I think Spirit's banned now officially, I can't do it.
You're
man.
Done.
No, I need.
Everyone's got
them.
A Spirit story.
I'm like 6'2". I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I'm a little bit above.
Yeah, you guys
Spirit.
Are past that.
It's like a journey. It's like
one
your,
of these days.
Your Spirit story.
Hey, one of these days you guys are going to make it to Kayak. I mean, just keep yeah. going up. And someday you guys will be at Expedia, and I believe in you guys. Rich Jones, Fest Grandiose, Walking Shoe in studio. All right, we're going to take a break. Before we do that, though, you guys have a story for the song that you're going to play, because this is a song that's really a lore, if you will, Mothman.
Yeah, so the song we're going to end on tonight, we actually just released a couple weeks back through the Chicago Reader. We actually made the cover of the Reader. It's produced by Fest and our friend Nunca Duerma. And it's all about the Chicago Phantom or the Chicago Mothman. And for lack of a better way of putting it, I couldn't be happier with how it turned out. And also to, for me being into all sorts of weird things like that, it to have something like that here in Chicago.
So this is about the lore that people are seeing a winged creature thing around Chicago at night, and it's been popped up a couple of times in different places. And
more than a couple of times, there's been over 60 sightings this year.
60 sightings.
And people from all different walks of life, and so it's not just your tinfoil hat crowd.
Now he's got a theme song.
and in this instance, just with how it came out in the writing process, we even get to maybe even hear a little of the Mothman's perspective of things, because no one asks him what's going on.
They
just point at him and run,
All right, so we'll hear Mothman coming up. It was just released, and it was, like I said, on the cover of The Reader a couple weeks back. Rich Jones in studio. He's going to be at SimFest, SimCon at Gideon Wells, 4500 North Lincoln this Sunday, and then at The Empty Bottle coming up on the 7th as a record release show for his new EP, Lightwork. All right, we'll take a break. We'll hear Mothman. Stay with us. This is a Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Studio 435 tonight. Rich Jones, he's got a new EP called Lightwork. He's going to be at SimCon coming up at Gideon Wells, 4500 North Lincoln Avenue this Sunday, 5 o'clock start. Also, The Empty Bottle on the 7th for the record release party for Lightwork. Rich Jones is with Fest Grandiose on this track, and we're about to hear the last one tonight live. It is the theme song. I guess it is a theme song in a way. Here it is, the track Mothman. Rich Jones, take it away, guys.
Mothman, Mothman, Mothman. 7'7", red-ass eye. Some say he screeches, some say he's silent. Every 8 days is his feeding cycle. Might not let you run if he finds you. Now if I see him, I would fake that I'm dead. Rob me of my soul, could care about my bread. No use trying to use these legs over the hill, hiding behind a hedge. Not Hollywood, but Hollywood framed him. Never was a franchise like Freddy and Jason. No known affiliations with the Masons. Has no matron, has no patron. For this urban legend, you gotta be patient. Look down, up in the sky. What a surprise. A being whose existence may spell our doom. Mothman, 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 Mothman. Mothman, Mothman, living like a Mothman. Mothman, 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 Mothman.
We've been out here 7 hours and haven't seen a damn thing.
Shh. Listen. I think he's trying to say something. Say something, won't you? You mean you no harm? Come closer. Come closer.
I seen some tough days coming, trying to take it in stride. Been a high tide roller, bought the ticket, took the ride. Be the change I wanna see in this world. Need to try new way of seeing myself like the others do. That's a big no can do. Time gets crossed, it's times two. Time gets crossed, bring you back to the soup. Oops. That's a big, now what if I do? What I done different, what's left to lose? Lines get crossed and it's pardons too soon. What a surprise. Up in the sky. What a surprise. A being whose existence may spell our doom. Mothman, 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 Mothman. Living like a Mothman, Mothman, Mothman. Mothman, 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 Mothman. Mothman, 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 Mothman. Living like a Mothman. Mothman, 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 Mothman.
Yeah, there we go. The first superhero theme song for Mothman was the the enigma mystery that is taking over Chicago as we speak. Rich Jones in studio tonight. His new EP is coming out. It's called Lightwork. It's coming out at the beginning of December. He is going to have a release party for that EP coming up at the Empty Bottle on December 7th. He's going to be at SimCon and SimFest this Sunday, November 12th, Gideon Wells, 4500 North Lincoln Avenue, 5 p.m. start. Rich Jones was here tonight with Fest Grandiose and on guitar Walking Shoe. You guys, I can't thank you enough for being here and being our guests on Studio 435. Good luck. See you guys soon.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Thanks a ton.